From the campuses of Fordham University in New York City, New York, and Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Fordham University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Syracuse University, the school that last week toppled Goucher College here in the College Quiz Bowl. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan, I just bought a new car, Ludden.
Glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, Fordham University, appearing for the first time on Quiz Bowl, faces that amazing quartet from Syracuse University. Now, let's get along with the game and meet these teams. First, we're going to travel over to Fordham University campus right here in New York City, where Fred Collins of station WRCA New York is on hand to referee for the Fordham University team. Are you there, Fred?
Right here, Alan, and so is the Fordham University team. And here they are to introduce themselves.
Dick Valenti, New York City.
Ray Schroth, Trenton, New Jersey.
Peter Marinelli, New York.
Tim Brock, New York.
All right, there you have the contending team from Fordham University here in New York City. Now let's go way north to Syracuse, New York, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse is standing by to referee for the amazing Syracuse University team. All set, Bob?
Right you are, Alan. You know, Syracuse started out this year's College Quiz Bowl season on a winning streak, and all the team members would like to end up on top, too. Here they are to say hello.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Sally Katorski, Buffalo, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Cheeseman, Syracuse, New York.
Before Roger Cuddle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asked a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And when Fordham University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend his title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. The first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's the toss-up that might earn it for you. For 10 points, tell us, what happened 10 years ago today? No takers. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Wasn't that VE Day?
VE Day, did you say?
Yeah.
You said right. VE Day, our Germany's friend. Okay. Syracuse, by thinking back to a memorable day 10 years ago, you got a chance at a 30-point bonus, Syracuse. Now, you're to name the correct names, and you'll pick up 10 points for each part in this bonus question. First, and for 10 points... Who is the kid from Kaluga province who's recently been exchanging letters with President Eisenhower? Time is called. Marshal Zhukov. General Gregory Zhukov. Eisenhower met him during the war, if you remember. The kid from Kaluga province, all right? You can still get 20 points out of this bonus question, Syracuse, if you'll tell me the next two. First for 10 points. Who were the three biblical boys from Babylon who got into trouble because they would not bow?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right for 10 points. All right, 10 more points if you'll tell me. Who is the bum from Brooklyn who currently wears the tools of ignorance? Roy Campanella. Roy Campanella, the Brooklyn Dodgers catcher. You know, in baseball, the tools of ignorance refer to the mask and glove of the catcher. Okay, I have a 30-point bonus coming up, and here is the toss-up for you. For 10 points, name the two Shakespearean comedies whose titles mention a specific season of the year. Syracuse.
Arlene Yar.
The Tempest and Winter's Tale.
Can you take it, Fordham?
No.
Peter Marinelli.
Midsummer Night's Dream and The Winter's Tale.
Right for 10 points, Fordham. Midsummer Night's Dream and The Winter's Tale. All right, Fordham. I have here a poetry reciting bonus question. Now, I'm going to read the first two lines of a very familiar poem, and I'm going to give you 20 points if you can quote the next two lines, and you'll get 30 points if you can finish the whole verse. The first two are on me. I say, it was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea.
There lived a beautiful maiden by the name of Annabel Lee. Take it further, Pete.
No, I'm sorry. I can't accept even the second two because it is that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee, and the next two, and this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. From Annabel Lee, Edgar Allan Poe. Now, before we move along to the next toss-up question, let me take out time here just a second. You know, the intercollegiate battles in our now famous College Quiz Bowl have gotten more and more exciting every week, it seems. And last week, even our supposedly shock-proof scorekeeper finally got so excited that he goofed. Happily, it made no difference in the final outcome because Goucher College scored... Syracuse still beat Goucher. But the Goucher College score actually was 20 points more than we reported. It happened when the two colleges were tied, 95-95. But in the excitement, 20 points for the winning, a toss-up and a part of a bonus were added to the wrong 95-point score. So the final outcome last week was actually Syracuse 185 and Goucher 115. Now, before we go back to a toss-up, Roger Tuttle, tell us about the stakes in this Quiz Bowl game.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 minutes to go, two referees, Mr. McGregor, Mr. Moses, we have checked the score. Syracuse has 20, Fordham has 10. We are right. We go back to another toss-up question.
All right, and I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. On your toes, Syracuse and Fordham for 10 points. Here's your toss-up. What do a fashionable district in England, a kind of a fly, and a kind of a flower have in common? Syracuse.
Arlene Yar.
Is that the color white, Alan?
Can you take it, Fordham?
Peter Marinelli.
Is that Mayfair?
That's May, the word May. Shall I accept it, Mr. McGregor? Mayfair, all right, Mayfair. Mayfly and Mayflower. Mr. McGregor, it's yours, Fordham. 10 points is yours, and the chance now to 30-point bonus. You know, speaking of May, you know, we think of May as a mild, mellow month when nature seems to smile on man. But in history, many famous people have met death in this month of May. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to identify each of the following, Fordham. First of all, who was this man? He preached against the luxury and power of the clergy, was burned as a heretic in Florence on May 23rd, 1498.
Savonarola.
That's right, Savonarola.
That was Peter Marinelli.
All right, that's 10 points, too, to Fordham. All right, now this gentleman was a famous French martyr. This person was a famous French martyr who was captured by the Burgundians on the 24th and put to death by the English.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Would you have known that if I hadn't goofed on that question? On May 30th, 1431, Jeanne d'Arc. All right. This Bourbon king was assassinated on May 14th, 1609. Who was he?
Henry the Fourth.
Henry the Fourth, or Henry of Navarre. You got 30 points for him.
Right now, Alan, we have 18 minutes to go. Fordham is now out in front with 50 points. Syracuse has 20 points.
And I have a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's a toss-up that could get it for you for 10 points. Where did Washington assume command of the American Army on July 3rd, 1775? Syracuse.
Bob Cheeseman.
New York City.
Can you take it, Fordham?
Any takers? Philadelphia?
No, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, under the Washington Elm. Still coming up, a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. The titles of books by three famous men. Thomas De Quincey, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and St. Augustine all contain a common word. Fordham.
Peter Marinelli.
Confessions.
Confessions is the word. You interrupted the toss-up question, but you got the right answer. I was to ask, what is that word? And the word is confessions. Confessions of an English Opium Eater by Thomas De Quincey, Rousseau's Confessions, and St. Augustine's Confessions. All right. Here you go with a musical bonus, Fordham. With the summer coming in, it's time to think of the pleasant things that we're going to be doing. So, Fordham, all you've got to do right now to earn 30 points is to tell us what you can look forward to doing this summer according to the titles of these songs. First,
Going Home.
Going Home, right, for 10 points. All right. What will you be doing this summer according to the title of this one?
Cruising down the river.
That's right. All right, what would you be doing according to the title of this song?
Another groove.
Making whoopee.
That's right, making whoopee. That's a cool 30 points there. All right, here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What, according to a familiar saying, does not make a summer? Syracuse.
Charles Sam.
Many a swallow does not make a summer.
Can you take it, Fordham?
One swallow.
One swallow is the precise answer. Does not make a summer. Okay, Fordham. We got a 25-point bonus. We're going to play a game with you. You know the letters O-U-G-H at the end of an English word can be pronounced in many different ways. I'll give you 5 points each time you can supply the word that rhymes with the following words that I give you. First of all, a word ending in O-U-G-H that rhymes with now.
Bow.
Bow, all right. A word ending, 5 points. A word ending in O-U-G-H that rhymes with blow.
Though.
Though, 5 points. A word ending in O-U-G-H that rhymes with off.
Tough.
What?
Cough.
Cough, right. C-O-U-G-H. All right. A word ending in O-U-G-H that rhymes with pup.
Tup.
What?
Tup.
No, pup. P-U-P. Hiccup. The only one. All right, you don't get that 5 points. All right, the word ending in O-U-G-H that rhymes with flock. F-L-O-C-K. A word ending in O-U-G-H. Time is called hock. H-O-U-G-H. Spelled H-O-U-G-H. Pronounced H-O-C-K. Hock.
What does it mean?
It's a part of a horse's leg.
Oh,
among other things, that's lots of means. Okay,
that's
score in time
H-O-C-K.
Now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 14 and a half minutes to go. Fordham now has 115 points. Syracuse has 20 points.
All right, I got a 30-point singing bonus coming up. A 30-point singing bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. In Pentagon parlance, for 10 points, tell us, who or what are Chinats and Chi-Coms? Who or what are Chinats and Chi-Coms? In Pentagon parlance, no takers. Chinese nationalists and Chinese communists. Okay, still a 30-point singing bonus. You must not want to sing here. Here we go with the toss-up. For 10 points. What mythological maiden was helped by an eagle and some ants to perform some difficult task assigned to her by Juno? What mythological maiden? Psyche. You remember Psyche, who fulfilled the task assigned to her by Juno and finally was allowed to marry Cupid? Okay, I still got that singing bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what man who now has only a 3-week lease on his residence expects that lease will be renewed for 5 years. Syracuse.
Bob, this is Neville Chamberlain, Bob, now Prime Minister of Britain, who is expecting the general election.
Oh, can you take it, Fordham? Oh, what a slip, but I've got to penalize you 5 points.
Anthony Eden.
Syracuse, repeat it for... You gave me the answer, Anthony Eden. The answer is Anthony Eden, and Syracuse, you said Neville Chamberlain, and I don't know why.
Right, Prime Minister, wrong century.
Wrong decade. All right, 10 points for Fordham, penalized for Syracuse, 5 points. Okay, Fordham. This thing, you know, we're going to test the party side of your life, because everybody knows that college kids love to sing at parties. So this should be an easy 30 points for you, Fordham. All you got to do is complete the songs for which I sing the first line. But remember, you've got to sing. You ready? First of all, you take up where I leave off. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo.
And singing C5-E-I-O. Okay, 10 points. All right.
C5-E-I-O.
You got the 10 points.
I tell you, that Tim Brock is really in it tonight.
All right, here we go.
I'm with you.
You take up where I leave off. I had a dream, dear. You had one too.
Mine was the better because it was of you.
Don't pay attention to the melody. Just keep going. All right. More. No more? You accept that, McGregor? All right. And next comes Sweetheart Tell Me. Now is the time. All right. That was 10 points there now. The bells are ringing
for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody knowing.
Okay, you got it. 10 points. Give the men a hand. They did very well.
Hold it, Alan. That's a halftime whistle, which calls for a 1-minute timeout.
I thank you, Roger. You know we're going to talk to the teams right now, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine, the magazine America lives by, or each week, rather, Good Housekeeping awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in a Radio College Quiz Bowl. That's Good Housekeeping Magazine, the magazine America lives by. It has been a great pleasure to work in cooperation with them this year. Now I want to meet these four men from Fordham University, the challengers tonight. Timothy Brock, how are you classified at Fordham?
I'm a senior at Fordham.
Your plans upon graduation?
I hope to study psychology in graduate school.
Good. Peter Marinelli, how are you classified?
I'm a senior also.
What are your plans?
I intend to study English literature.
Where?
At Fordham University.
Fine. Richard Valenti, what are your plans, sir?
I'm a junior and I'd like to study communications in Italy.
In Italy?
That's right.
Well, that sounds exciting. Raymond Schroth, is that right?
Schroth.
Wouldn't you know? All right, Raymond okay. Schroth.
Wouldn't you know?
What are your plans?
I'm a senior in the American Civilization Department, and after I finish my military service, I hope to go into journalism or teaching.
Journalism or teaching. All right, men from Fordham, it's a pleasure to have you in the College Quiz Bowl. Now I'm going up to Syracuse University, and Sally Katorski, what's new at Syracuse tonight?
Well, we have spring weekend here, but we're sort of wondering what the future of the College Quiz Bowl is going to be, because we're sort of fond of it, I guess.
Well, Sally, I'm glad you asked me, because it gives me a chance to tell all of my friends that as a result of the attention paid the College Quiz Bowl this year by such nationally read magazines as Time Magazine and Life Magazine and many others, and in addition to the wonderful mail that we have had from time to time from interested listeners, the National Broadcasting Company is happy to announce that this coming Wednesday, beginning next Wednesday at 8:35 Eastern Daylight Time, just before Groucho Marx, NBC will bring you the highlights of the past season here in the College Quiz Bowl. You'll hear all the exciting games in the 25-minute edition each Wednesday night. Now, that's our summer series. Starting next Wednesday at 8:35 Eastern Daylight Time, we'll play the highlights of the past season. And those are the immediate plans, Sally, for the College Quiz Bowl, our summer series starting next Wednesday at 8:35 Eastern Daylight Time.
That sounds fine, Alan. We'll all be listening. I'm wondering if you could tell me just about how many people listen to the College Quiz Bowl.
Oh, Sally, I wish I could. You know, that's the kind of question those of us in this business would like to be able to answer. But you know, Sally, you've given me an idea. I'm going to do something right now. I wonder, I've had so many letters of great interest from listeners. I wonder if it would be possible to kind of count noses right now here in the College Quiz Bowl. I wonder if everybody who listens with interest and enthusiasm of the College Quiz Bowl would be so concerned with our future as to perhaps take the trouble to drop us a card. Just say, yes, we like you, or yes, come back, or whatever. We'd like to see how many people are interested in the future of the College Quiz Bowl. If you are, would you drop us a card? Would you send it to College Quiz Bowl, National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York 20, New York. We'd like to hear from you. We'll count our cards. And it looks like to me, though, now our time up to it is up.
Yes, it is, Alan. Back to the game with the score now. Fordham has 155. Syracuse has 15. We have 8 minutes to go.
And I got a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's the toss-up for 10 points. What do the 21st President of the United States, a legendary king, and the author of Hounds of the Baskervilles have in common? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Can you take it, Fordham? The name Arthur. President Chester Arthur, King Arthur, and Sir Conan Arthur Conan Doyle. All right, still a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What play was Lincoln watching when he was assassinated? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Our American cousin.
Right for 10 points, Syracuse. Here's a 20-point bonus for you. You know, an amateur gardener planted a bed of white flowers very close to a bed of red and purple flowers. These flowers crossbred, and the next year the gardener was very surprised to find that he had many more red and purple flowers than he did white ones. Now, I'm going to give you 20 points, Syracuse, if you can name and explain the scientific law which governs this phenomenon.
The law of genetics.
What is the name of the law?
It's Mendel's law. Mendel's law.
I will accept that for 20 points, Syracuse. All right, coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, who found a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of a dead lion? Fordham.
Samson.
Peter Marinelli. Samson is the right answer for 10 points. And here's a 30-point bonus for you, Fordham. I'm going to describe the crimes and punishment of two fictional thieves, and you'll get 15 points each time you identify each one. All right. The first one is a convict sentenced to the galleys for stealing bread with which to feed his starving...
Jean Valjean.
That's right, Jean Valjean from Les Miserables. All right, you got 15 points for that. All right, this one. One summer's day, this thief stole some goods from a royal household, but after he'd been caught and beaten for the thievery, he returned the stolen goods and vowed that he'd reform. Who is he?
Name of Heart.
Right, for 15 points. You got it. Okay. I have a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Name the third of the famous trio of sisters, which includes Madam Chiang Kai-shek and Madam H.H. Kung.
Madam Sung?
Who is that?
That was Peter Marinelli. You've got to raise your hand.
All right. Fordham University. Madam Soon? No, that is not the right answer. Can you take it, Syracuse?
Perhaps we can, Sally.
I don't know.
I think maybe it's Madam Sen. Sun.
Madam, I'll scratch you. Madam Sun Yat-sen, the full name. Sun Yat-sen.
Madam Sun, I should have accepted Fordham's, right?
I had Madam Sun Yat-sen, but I'm not up in my Chinese, and I was waiting for Yat-sen, you know, on my card. All right, Fordham, you got a 30-point musical bonus there, and thank you, Syracuse, for being such good sports about it. Here we go, Fordham. It's your chance to earn 30 points by simply recognizing some famous lovers. They happen also to be the title roles of three familiar operas. So I'll give you 10 points each time you recognize the lovers from these clues. First of all, who are these?
Romeo and Juliet.
Right, Romeo and Juliet. All right, who are the lovers from this opera?
Samson and Delilah.
Right, 10 points. Who are the lovers in this duet? I mean this opera. Right, the full 30 points. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's a musical-type toss-up. Well, it's sort of musical anyway. For 10 points, what is a shiribari or a shivery? Fordham.
Peter Marinelli. It's a Louisiana custom of serenading the bridegroom on the night before his wedding.
All right, it's a kind of a mock serenade, but it's a serenade. Indeed, it is. And okay, you got a 10-point bonus. Fordham. 20-point bonus coming up. 10-point toss-up, brother. For it. Now, you know, fame runs often in families. For instance, one great American family gave us two presidents, a writer and a diplomat. Now, for 20 points, I want you to tell us the name of this family
Adam.
And the individual first names of the members of this family who achieved these honors. All right, you got the Adams families. Now, give me the first names of the individual members, and you'll earn 20 points for them.
John Quincy Adams, Charles Francis Adams, and Henry Adams is the writer.
All right, John Adams, Henry, and Charles. You got the whole 20 points for it. Okay.
Oh, by the way, that was Roy Schroth there.
Fine, very good, Roy. Here we go with a 20-point bonus.
Ray.
All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, spring began with the vernal equinox. For 10 points, with what does it end? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
The summer solstice.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. All right, Syracuse, here we go with a 20-point bonus question. It's a short one, but a tough one. For 20 points, what was the occupation or profession of a man christened Rodolfo Alfonso Raffaello Pierre Filibert Guglielmi Valentina Danton Guola?
Singer. Movie actor.
Actor, did I hear movie actor? Actor. Yeah. Right. That's 20 points, Syracuse. Let's hear a hand for the Syracuse audience. Okay. recognizing Rudolph Valentino. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. A 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what 19th-century painter, near the end of his life, painted the pictures entitled Olive Trees, The Schoolboy, and The Zouave? 19th-century painter, Syracuse.
Charles Samuel.
I think it's Cezanne.
No, can you take it for them?
Was it Van Gogh?
It was Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh for 10 points. All right, you got a 20-point bonus question for them. For 20 points, for them, what Latin expression is John Wilkes Booth said to have used when he shot Lincoln?
Sic semper tyrannis.
Sic semper tyrannis. What does it mean? Fine.
That's always the tyrants.
That's right, for 20 points. Okay, I have a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. How long did Jacob have to labor altogether? Fordham.
Peter Marinelli.
7 years.
Can you take... I penalize you 5 points, Fordham, repeating the entire question for Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to repeat the question. How long did Jacob have to labor altogether? You know the answer, Sally?
14 years.
14 years is the right answer. 10 points for Syracuse. You got a 20-point bonus here, Syracuse. 20-point bonus. The nursery rhymes... My son had one shoe off and
Diddle
one shoe...
dumpling, my son, John.
No, wait a minute. Too bad. My son had one shoe off and one shoe on. Hold it, Syracuse. Now, for 20 points, I want you to tell me, in classical literature, what king was warned to beware of a man wearing only one sandal?
Wait a minute.
Syracuse?
It was King Laius, I think.
No, that's near. That's near.
Oedipus?
Near.
King Agamemnon?
No, King Peleus. King Peleus. Jason came up with one sandal and fulfilled the prophecy. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, what wildflower might make you think of a high church official's headgear? Syracuse.
Sally.
Can you take it
Jack
for
him?
Jack of the pulpit.
No, bishop's cap. Bishop's cap. All right, I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Pediatrics is the medical science dealing with children. For 10 points, what are geriatrics? Fordham.
Dibrock.
Dealing with old people.
All right, the medical science dealing with old people. You got it, Fordham, for 10 points. Here's your 20-point bonus, Fordham, for 20 points complete.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it, because time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 85 points for Syracuse University and 300 points for the winner, Fordham University. Each member of the Syracuse University team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Fordham University will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Fordham have the satisfaction of winding up the 1955 College Quiz Bowl season as winners here on radio's new All-American Quiz Game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate Fordham University, and I want to say to the fine friends from Syracuse, Charles Samuel, Sally Katorski, Arlene Yar, Bob Cheeseman, it was great having you in the College Quiz Bowl. We'll be looking for you next year. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the many, many other fine colleges and universities that have made this year's College Quiz Bowl season such an exciting and stimulating experience for me here. Now, before I say so long for the season, may I remind you again that you'll be hearing the highlights of this season's most exciting contest here in the College Quiz Bowl each Wednesday night on most NBC stations at 8:35 Eastern Daylight Time, just before Groucho. Check your local newspaper for the time. That's beginning next Wednesday, you know. Now, I hope also you'll enjoy the summer series, and I will be looking for your cards or notes telling us whether or not you're concerned with our future and how you would like to see us come back in the fall if you would. I'd like to hear from you. Thank you again for your support this year. It's been a great pleasure. Have a happy summer. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Syracuse University, Bob Whitney, station WSYR in Syracuse, New York. And for Fordham University, Fred Collins, station WRCA in New York City. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
Join Clifton Fadiman and his guests for another conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.